Welcome to the preview episode for Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. If you'd like to find out more about the show, you can go to alumni.cornell.edu/youngalumni or check out the Facebook page, Cornell Young Alumni Programs, for upcoming events, news, volunteer opportunities, and more. Music from Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers, class of 2014. You can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu. I'm your host for the episode, Alex Zalbin, class of 99. I'm not the only host of this podcast, which we'll get to in a moment, but our guest slash actual host this episode is Amanda Massa. She is the associate director of Young Alumni Programs and the brains behind this podcast. Amanda, thank you for being here. And yeah, thank you for having me here.
Of course. Thank you for being here.
Oh my gosh. Happy to do it. Well, talk for a little bit about the idea behind the podcast. What is it going to be? What's it about? What was the inspiration?
Yeah, so I was just thinking about ways that we can get our young alumni more connected to Cornell, because with a lot of folks, it's hard because not a ton of young alumni stay in Ithaca after they graduate. So I wanted to think of ways to reach our young alumni audience, or beyond, any alumni really, or anybody who's interested in the podcast, in a way that's easily accessible for them. And one of the things that I love to do is listen to podcasts. So it was kind of a light bulb, and I wanted to be able to feature alumni who are doing really interesting things, who are interesting people. And so that was kind of it. So not super deep, but just... How do we reach that audience in a way that makes sense for them, where they don't necessarily have to go to a physical event? They don't necessarily have to volunteer their time. And people love podcasts.
They definitely do. And there are a lot of them. Now, we've already recorded a couple of episodes of the show earlier today before we recorded the preview podcast. So that's a little bit of time travel for you guys. But we've been talking to, I've been blown away by the lineup that you guys set up for this podcast. Do you want to tease a couple of the episodes for us?
Yeah, I do. And before I do that, I also want to thank all of my wonderful colleagues within Alumni Affairs and Development at Cornell, who really, we all got together and kind of brainstormed all the amazing alumni that we know. And that's where we collectively came up with this list. So first, a shout out to all of those wonderful folks working in AAD. And yeah, so we have a ton of really interesting people on the podcast this season. We have the youngest mayor of Ithaca, New York. That might give it away for some people, but
that's a big clue.
We have a relationship expert. We have a master sommelier. We have Atlanta's chief bicycle officer, former chief bicycle officer. We have a hip hop artist, rapper. Gosh, I know that we have a Broadway producer. You know, I'm leaving out some really amazing people, but it's just a small snippet of what to expect on this season of Fresh from the Hill.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is the big thing that connects them is they're all Cornell alumni. So at least in the chats today, what's really been coming up is this connection of they went to Cornell and then they went off and did something, and sometimes it connects. There's at least one person I can think of we talked to today where what they did at Cornell was directly what they did afterwards. But a lot more people, I would say myself included, had much more circuitous paths where they started with one thing, ended up with something completely different, but you can always trace it back to Cornell, their passion for the university and what they did there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your background and you know, what you did at Cornell, what you majored in, and then how that kind of influenced you on your path in life.
Sure. I actually went to Cornell. I was planning on being a double major in theater and math. And then my first week there, after seeing the amazing performing groups, auditioned for a bunch of different things, got a bunch of different parts, and was like, no thanks on the math. I'm good. Which, math is great. I love math. I love adding things. One of my four favorite things to do with math, including multiplication. All right, I'll stop. But I ended up going down this theater and specifically comedy path. At the time, it was called Schizophrenics. Now it's called Skits, sketch comedy group on campus. And that was my life for 4 years. I was completely into that afterwards. I've kept in touch with most of those people, some of my best friends in the entire world. The dudes who held up the chuppah at my wedding were from the sketch comedy group from college. So that was incredibly important to me. But through a very weird series of circumstances, I now work as an entertainment journalist. It's not that far away, but at the same time, it's very weird to think back at Cornell. I never would have thought about that as a career, but I work as managing editor at a place called Decider.com, which mostly writes about streaming TV, Netflix and Hulu and Amazon, but really everything is streaming, so we write about everything at this point. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. It's a good staff. I really enjoy doing it. Hopefully sometimes I still get to bring a little bit of comedy to it. The one comedy thing, the one theater thing that I really still do is every week I do a live comic book comedy talk show called Comic Book Club. That's the Pit Loft here in New York City. It's totally free. So even if you don't like comedy or comic books, you probably like free stuff. So you should definitely come on by.
Nice. Very good. Yeah. And what you were mentioning about the 4 years at Cornell and how being in the Schizophrenics was what you did and how you made lasting friendships. That seems to be a theme with a lot of Cornellians, is that it's only 4 years, but it's such a pivotal time and you make lifelong friends, and there's a real bond back to the Hill, which I think is something that makes Cornell very special, which I think is one of the reasons why this podcast may resonate with a lot of people, because that it's reinforcing that bond.
Yeah, and I think it'll also, hopefully, for young alumni who are looking for some sort of path or are maybe in that transition period, you know, between a theater degree and entertainment journalism where they're not sure where they're going. These are people who have been in the same place and went also on that very strange path to where they are now, where they've really hit their stride and are doing these incredible things. Speaking of incredible things, or rather incredible people, there's two other incredible people who are going to be hosting the podcast. You want to plug who we'll be hearing coming up?
Absolutely. We have Lou Diamond, who is the class of 1992 and actually a parent of a 2022. So coincidentally, they're on the same reunion cycle, which is nice. So, you know, they can come back together every 5 years.
Yeah, they can carpool.
Exactly. And he hosts his own podcast called Thrive Loud. And so Lou's going to be another host of Fresh from the Hill. And then we also have Aaron Camino Smith, class of 2004, who is in comedy as well. And he also hosts his own podcast called But I Also. So the premise of that podcast is, you know, I do this thing during the day, but I also have a passion for coffee, or I also play in a band, or that kind of thing. So he kind of explores the paths that people take outside of their careers and what their passions are. So I'm really excited about having Lou and Aaron and you.
Oh, well, thank you, Amanda. I'm very excited to be here. It's been really rewarding conversations all day. So I'm excited for you guys listening at home or in your car or in an airplane or wherever you listen to podcasts to hear these. Speaking of which, please be sure to subscribe. Surely you found it somewhere if you're listening to it already, but it should be up soon on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all the fine podcast apps that you know and love. Also, most likely there'll be an RSS feed you could snag and throw into your apps as well. So please do subscribe there. Tell other young alumni about it. Also like it, rate it, leave comments if you're on iTunes specifically. That's always really helpful. And thank you guys for listening. Once again, information about the show called Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. You can check out information at alumni.cornell.edu/young alumni or the Facebook page Cornell Young Alumni Programs for upcoming events, news, volunteer opportunities, and more. Amanda, thanks again for having me part of this. I'm very excited for everybody to hear things going forward.
Yeah, thank you. Super excited about it.
Bye, guys.
Music from Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers, class of 2014. You can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu.